Now let's head over to Ponderosa to John Boggs with this morning's Breakfast Club. John?
Thanks, Rob. We're here with McRandy Davis. Pastor Randy Davis is involved with the Veterans Gift Card Project. Randy, I know about it, and I can't imagine anybody in the Jay County area that doesn't, but in case we have a couple listeners that don't understand what you've been doing for the last year and a half, please kind of inform our listeners about the Veterans Card Project.
Oh, I'd be glad to do that. Thank you, John. It's a privilege and honor to be here. And for those who may not know about the Veterans Gift Card Project, it's all about the amassing of $5 McDonald's meal cards for distribution to veterans through Indiana's three VA hospitals in Indianapolis, Marion, and Fort Wayne. Parades, festivals, they've been distributed through many of the schools during the Veterans Day programs and on occasion with individuals.
Okay. Now, you started this last year, is that right?
Yes.
How many did you do last year?
Last year, we had a goal of 150, and I like to joke that we failed that dramatically and ended up with over 2,000.
Wow. And then, of course, you started a little earlier this year with a goal of a little bit more.
This year's goal was 5,000, and we hope to reach that by December 10th. Once again, we failed. That happened on July 9th. We hit card number 5,000, so we continued to up that goal just at different stages. And the most recent goal was 10,000 cards by December 10th.
Okay. Well, now today is December 6th. How close are you?
We're pretty close, I would say. We've reached 10,213
okay,
cards. Another massive failure.
Well, you know, Randy, if you keep failing like this, every veteran in the state is going to get a gift card. And speaking of which, that's 10,000 cards. That's 10,000 veterans. How many... What percentage of that is of the vets?
I can tell you that the Marion VA hospital alone sees over 40,000 different veterans in a year as far as patients. I don't know what the count is of Fort Wayne or Indy, but I'm sure Indianapolis is even more. Fort Wayne perhaps a little less.
Yeah. Well, it's such a great gesture to be able to give a McDonald's gift card, and as you explained, a cup of coffee and a sandwich, and a great way to show appreciation to the vets, and a lot of them are very needing of that.
Oh, absolutely. The homeless rate with veterans is much higher than with the population that hasn't served in our military. One out of every 10 adults you meet today will be a veteran. One out of every three will have served during the Vietnam era. And they just deal with a lot of issues. I know everyone doesn't, but we're out to help those who do.
Sure. Well, do you think if we make a big plea to our audience today that we can get this pushed and maybe make 11,000 by the end of the year?
You know, that'd be absolutely incredible. The goal is 10,750 by the 17th, and if that happens, I'll preach in my pajamas on a Sunday in January, and the rest of the church is invited to wear theirs as well. But if we could reach 11,000, that would be gold.
Well,
that would be a blessing.
We've got to go here in a second, but give our listeners an address where they can contact you or a phone number where they can contact you.
Phone number 765-730-4979. Email is Rev, R-E-V, Goober, G-O-O-B as in boy, E-R, yahoo.com.
Okay. Randy, I really appreciate it, and I mean it when I think you're one of the most generous people in the United States. You've given a lot of time and effort to this, and you deserve a big pat on the back for all the good works you do.
It couldn't happen without the help of the people, clubs, groups, organizations, churches, businesses, Museum of the Soldier, and so many others. I certainly couldn't afford to do it on my own.
Well, Randy, we do appreciate it, and you're the lightning rod that's making it happen. And when we come back, we're going to speak with Janine Poole and talk about her book, More Than a Gift, and how her family celebrates Christmas in a little bit different way. But right now, we'll go back to you, Rob.